to bow our heads and pray. If only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Now heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Are you content with what God has given you? Do you have all you need? You might say, I need a new car, a new house, or I need a new iPhone 12. I need a new job that makes more money. What is your definition of the word need? The dictionary says it is a requirement to live, that it is something that is essential. Do you confuse your wants with your needs? In the verse above, Paul was encouraging the Philippians, who were so generous in their giving, that God would supply all their needs according to his riches. He was talking to believers, generous believers, in fact. What kind of mindset do you have concerning God? Do you feel God owes you something, or that he is promising you wealth and an easy life? Listen up. Let's get into right thinking. Align yourself with Scripture. He will give you what you need according to his riches. Think about that. You and I as believers have access to his riches? That's right. God owns it all. He alone is the ultimate bank. If you have something, he allowed you to have it. He is the giver of all good things. If he wants you to have it, you'll have it. His time, his way. Money is very important to God. It's mentioned time and time again in the Bible, but it is never about the amount, but rather how you use the resources God has entrusted you with. You see, God sees your heart, friend, your true intentions. When you finally realize the verse above means all your needs are met through Christ, you will turn to him more often. If you are not content and spend much time and energy blowing your money on things that are wants and not needs, always wanting more, never having enough, many times, the more you seem to get, the more broke you become. If you're chasing after the things of this world, how could a loving, just God entrust you with anything? Do you pursue the things of God with your money, time, and resources? What you love and care about most clearly is on display if I looked at your bank account and the purchases you make. Would you be willing to share your bank account with a local pastor? Why or why not? Lord Jesus, this is such a tough subject. I pray the listeners out there would recognize that all things come from you. True happiness is resting in the fact that you provide everything we need to live this life. Help me and help the listeners be content in whatever circumstances they find themselves in. May we use our time and our money for eternal things that transcend this life. It's not about personal selfish gain, but rather it's about you, Lord. Nothing more, nothing less. Forgive us where we have made a mess of things. Forgive us when we've made it about us. I pray you guide each and every listener that is listening today in your plan that you have for them. I pray they listen to your voice and not the noise of this world. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.